CDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull. I'm joined by Coach Greg Bonskowski tonight. And we are coming to you live from Sydney High School, a MAC boys rivalry contest here, the old Route 7 rivalry between the Sydney boys and Unitego Franklin. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales right here in Sydney. They feature the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 on Riverside. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Greg, it's great to have you back once again. Just always a matchup that we love. You, of course, familiar with it from your Unitego days, but hard to miss the Sydney Unitego game.
Yeah, it seems like, irregardless of the records of these two teams, when they meet, it's always a quality contest. We just watched a heck of a JV game, and we were commenting while we were off air, boy, it's a typical, you know, Sydney Unitego matchup here. Both teams were scrappy, and they were leaving it all out there on the floor. So excited for this contest tonight.
The girls' version of this matchup, Sydney versus Unitego, will be tomorrow night. And the next game that we'll be doing on the radio will be Friday night, Delhi Boys hosting Norwich. So it's a fun slate of games over the next couple of nights. Tomorrow I'm actually going to head out to South Courtright, one of their players, Addie Eckert, very close to 1,000 points. So I'm going to try to go out and celebrate that and hopefully be there for that. So a busy week here as we head into the holidays. We'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Greg and I will come back to break things down and get you set for tip-off here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
A snowy night here in Sydney. If you're out on the roads, be careful out there. Maybe you stayed home so you can listen here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And, of course, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Coach, you've done the research on NateLall.com. What do you see coming in to tonight's game for these two teams?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell because it's so early in the season. You know, Unitego Franklin has played four games while Sydney has only played three, but the records can be deceiving this time of year. I mean, you look at Sydney and you say, oh, geez, they're 0-3, but they lost to Shenango Valley, a school that's bigger than they are. They lost to Norwich, a school that's bigger than they are, and they lost to the MAC powerhouse Delhi. So they've played three really high-quality teams. And they're going to be battle-tested coming into this game.
I had a chance to go over and talk with new head coach here for Sydney, Derek Echeverria, and I said, boy, coach, you know, it's my first chance to meet him, first off. We've been texting and calling a lot about all the games and scores. I said, you played a heck of a schedule. He goes, I like it. It challenges the guys. It'll make us better down the stretch. And I said, well, that's all I need to hear.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see the matchup tonight against Unitego Franklin. They come in with a record of 3-1. Their lone loss is to Vestal, so Unitego Franklin has certainly challenged themselves as well in their early preseason, you know, before league play schedule, and they have wins against Lawrence Milford, Jefferson Stanford, and Harpersburg.
Yeah, they went out to the Stanford tournament, the holiday tournament. Xander Johnson named MVP with a great performance in the championship game. They pick up those wins over Lawrence Milford and Jefferson Stanford, so I feel like they started off with Vestal, trying to find some new identity, but then really settled in that holiday tournament. Does that happen sometimes? You just need a game or two where you can really click. Maybe you get on the road, you get away out of town a little bit, off your home floor, and then things start to come together.
Yeah, I think you can build off of, you know, I mean, maybe in the game against Vestal, they lost 55-39, but maybe there were a couple possessions where they found something positive, or maybe they won a quarter, or you know, maybe, and that can certainly help build your confidence as you go deeper into the season, especially when you come into league play.
It's a big night on the MAC schedule here. The BG boys are at Green. Of course, we have this game here, Sydney and Unitego Franklin. Unadilla Valley boys are at Afton. This is one to watch. Deposit Hancock boys are over at Oxford tonight, and our WCDO current athlete of the week, Blake Fortunato, is 21 points away from joining the 1,000 career point club. He would be the ninth player in Deposit and Hancock combined history between those two schools to join that, so we'll be keeping an eye on that tonight. Delhi boys are at Walton Downsville, so a lot of good games tonight, as well as a bunch of Tri-Valley and Delaware League games. A boys-heavy night here. Only two games on the local girls' schedule, Norwich girls at Shenango Forks, and a Tri-Valley action. Franklin girls are up at Gilbert Stone Mount Upton. So, but it was hard to pick. Do we do Oxford and DH, the 1,000 points? We just saw DH over the weekend, a great showing by them. We did that game up at the Morris Tournament on Saturday. So I said, how do you turn down a Sydney and Unitego Franklin matchup here tonight? I'm interested to watch Xander Johnson, of course, for Unitego Franklin. Connor Vandersamen, we really enjoyed watching him last year, coach for Sydney.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good individual matchup with those two. Xander comes in averaging just over 21 points a game, and Connor comes in averaging 22 points a game. So a lot of times when you have games like this, it's not the star player who's scoring the most points, but maybe it's that supporting cast. Like, which supporting cast steps up and provides that extra, you know, punch to get their team over the top. But it will be an interesting matchup to watch Xander and Connor. I'm interested to see if they match up against each other in a man-to-man setting.
First chance for both of us, or at least for me, to see both these teams in person. And I'm interested because there are a lot of new faces on those supporting casts. So we're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Unitego Franklin boys visiting Sydney tonight in a MAC matchup. And, you know, this is the time of year we've gotten through some of the early non-leaguers, coach, and now we're getting into some of that early part of the league schedule. How important is it to get off to a good start in the league, or do you always feel like, maybe we can make it up down the stretch? Because January and February are such a grind, long part of the season.
Well, whenever you play a league game, you want to win. If you're going to have a successful season, you also have to have success on the road within your league. So you certainly focus on your league schedule. Those are the teams that you're most familiar with. Those are the teams that you're battling for position for the playoffs in your league and the opportunity to win a league championship. So certainly Unitego would like to get a road win, and Sydney would like to defend their home court.
And just like you said earlier, you almost throw everything out the window when it's these two teams. And we don't get to see them in football anymore with the changing of things. So when it comes to basketball season, I feel like this is a real part of the rivalry. So let's do our starting lineups. First for Sydney, they're in the home white with the maroon trim. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform, the gray trim on there as well. They will start with junior number 2, Aiden O'Connor. Senior number 10, Connor Vandersommet. Junior number 11, Jackson Langstaff. Senior number 22, Austin Felzak, and a junior number 50, Jesse Newell. On the other side for Unitego Franklin and head coach Travis Woods, they will start with junior number 10, Xander Johnson. He's the one to watch. A junior number 22, Tyler Zakow. Sophomore number 24 from Franklin, Jacob Kingsbury. A junior number 30, Scotty Taggart. And a sophomore number 33, Kelton Ryan. So Unitego is in the dark green uniforms with the white trim. Says Unitego in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we're set to jump it up here. Unitego going left to right on your radio dial, and Sydney right to left. A scrappy defender like Jake Kingsbury, maybe he's chasing Vandersommet around tonight. We will see. Unitego wins the opening tip, and here we go. Xander Johnson with the basketball on the Sydney S at midcourt. Again, Unitego going left to right. Johnson into the paint. Kingsbury right side. Pump fakes down on the baseline. Floater, no good. Rebound up off the glass. In and out. And this ball scrapped for, and Sydney comes away after the missed layup there by Scotty Taggart. Back down the floor now, Sydney's first offensive possession. Jesse Newell straight away the jumper off the left side of the rim. Rebound skied up there by Unitego, hauled down by Kelton Ryan. And Unitego back the other way, a scoreless game, 30 seconds in. Both teams feeling each other out in the early going of this MAC contest. Kingsbury, bounce pass. Right wing side for Zakow. They try an entry pass to the low post here for Taggart. Little bully ball move inside, and he scores. Scotty Taggart with the first bucket of the game.
Yeah, nice move there to finish with his left hand. That was a difficult finish.
So a 2-0 early lead for Unitego Franklin here, and here's Vandersommet, a three on the left wing side. Nothing but net there for Vandersommet.
Looks like Sydney's opened here in a man-to-man, and I think Unitego might have opened in a zone. Been hard to tell here in the first couple possessions, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Kingsbury across midcourt with our score, Sydney 3, Unitego Franklin 2. Mac boys action tonight here at Sydney High School. Kingsbury setting up the offense, goes left side to the high post. Great bounce pass down low for Taggart off the glass, and he scores.
Yeah, Unitego looks to be trying to get the ball into Taggart. They have a little bit of a height mismatch. Let's see if they continue to look for that.
Newell passes down low for Felzak on the left baseline in front of the Unitego bench. They wheel it back to the top of the key here for Vandersommet, who wants to reset. Directs traffic and tries a backdoor pass. Nobody home. And it's going to go back to Unitego Franklin. 6:10 to go, first quarter. A 4-3 lead now for Unitego Franklin over Sydney. Both teams feeling each other out here in the early part of this contest. But you're right, Coach. It feels like Unitego Franklin wants to go inside as much as they can early and often.
Especially if Sydney's going to stay man-to-man. I don't think they really have anybody that can match up to Taggart in there. He's got some size and strength that's difficult to match up to.
If you're familiar with the Taggart name over the years, they've had lots of great boys basketball players at Franklin over the years. Ball taken away here by Sydney, and an outlet pass for Felzak. He's in for the left-handed layup, and he rolls it in. So Austin Felzak gives Sydney a 5-4 lead with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here on CDL. Here's Xander Johnson on the baseline. Takes a hard move to the rim, but misses the shot. Ball out of bounds. We'll stay here with the Spartans.
Yeah, great hustle there by Xander. He missed his drive to the basket, but stayed with it and was able to chase down the ball and bounce it off a Sydney defender. So Unitego Franklin keeps possession.
Kingsbury on the baseline will inbound it to the right of the hoop, almost in the corner, and the Spartans will get it in. Reversing to the left side, a jumper is too strong there from Kelton Ryan, and then a foul on Kingsbury as he tries to apply the pressure as Sydney brings it up the floor. 5.5 to go, first quarter, 5-4 lead for the home team, the Sydney boys, on top here of Unitego Franklin. Dylan Easton into the game now here for Sydney. Here's Vandersommet, a little dribble drive, gets some space down low and finishes. Boy, he's so smooth sometimes.
Tough finish there.
He's got a quick 5 points to make it 7-4. For how small he is, it's amazing how he can get the space that he needs. Kingsbury, left side. We'll go back up to Kelton Ryan, top of the key. And now Unitego falling on this possession here, and we got, I believe, a timeout, possibly, maybe a foul.
I think he got a foul.
We do have the foul. Looked like Unitego was trying to call a timeout there from the bottom of the pile. But it'll be a foul on Sydney with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. 7-4 is our score. Sydney boys on top of Unitego Franklin. Xander Johnson gets it in the backcourt. Bounce pass. Kingsbury, left side, steps in to the corner for Kelton Ryan. Pump fakes. Dribble drive on the baseline. Kicks one back out. Xander Johnson straight away. Three is pure for Xander. His first points of the game.
And that's really the first good look that he's gotten. Sydney has done a really good job not allowing him to get an open look on the offensive end.
We're tied at 7 with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. A good start here between the Unitego Franklin boys and Sydney. Felczak on the baseline for Sydney. Finds Jesse Newell. Right low block. Puts it up. Fouled and makes the hoop. Jesse Newell going to work on the low post and finishes.
Yeah, nice strong move there. He got Taggart kind of leaning the wrong way and then was able to draw the body contact. Kind of leaned into him to kind of make that contact and draw the foul. I think the hoop was an added bonus. I think he was trying to get to the line, but opportunity for that three-point play.
Newell might be the one guy size-wise that can hang for Sydney here with some of the strength that Unitego Franklin has down low. He misses the foul shot, though. Ball back to Unitego Franklin.
It went off the wire up there. It's still kind of shaking. That's why that Unitego had to take it out of bounds.
So UF will bring it back down the floor. Sydney boys lead 9-7. Bounce pass inside for Taggart on the low base. And he goes up, and he is fouled at the right low block. And Scotty Taggart, this is my first chance to watch him. The 6'4 junior forward is off to a good start here tonight. And for the season, he's had several games where he's right around that 8 to 10 point range and has started off strong here for UF.
Yeah, based on my research on NateLull.com and the three games that he was included in the write-up, he had 14, 9, and 9, so averaging 11 points in the three games that I was able to get my research on.
We will have our top scorers page up and going here probably later this week. Wanted to give all the teams a chance to have, you know, 2, 3, 4 games before we put that up on the site. So he misses the foul shot here, a second one, and then Vandersom in a push-off back down the floor as Sydney was trying to bring it up for their offensive possession. Goes back to UF.
I was going to comment on that last possession that it looked like they were allowing players to do that. On Vandersom's drive early, he did that to Kingsbury. They didn't call it. And then I thought Taggart got away with, like, that little arm bar down here. But this time it was just too obvious to the officials, and he got called for a foul.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney 9, Unitego Franklin 7. The floater on the baseline there. Kind of a weird shot from Tyler Zakow. Rebound for Vandersom. He's trying to go coast to coast. Off the glass, and he scores. Vandersom had to be careful there. Kingsbury was in position to maybe take the charge, but they don't blow the whistle. It's 11-7. Sydney on top. Vandersom with 7 of the 11 already. Three ball left side here for Unitego Franklin. No. A rebound here for O'Connor. Now to Vandersom. Right side. Goes in for the layup. Finger roll won't go. Jesse Newell the rebound. Off the glass and in. And it's a 13-7 lead now for Sydney. They open it up against Unitego Franklin. Spartans, no timeout here. They roll the dice. They keep it going. Need a good offensive possession. Kingsbury, left side, wants a three, and then he traveled.
And Sydney changed up their defense here. That possession, they were playing a little 2-3 zone. I think Coach wants to try to take away that advantage inside of Taggart.
Now a timeout will be taken by Unitego Franklin with 3:07 to go first quarter. It's the Sydney boys on top of UF 13-7 on WCDO.
Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sportsfield Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sportsfield Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski here tonight on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream as always, brought to you by SFCU, our proud sponsor for that free audio stream. What do you think Coach Wood says in this timeout here?
I think you got to try to find a way to get the ball a little bit more in Xander Johnson's hands. He's really only had that one good look. I think that would help them offensively. So that's what I think. That would have been my focus in the timeout.
Sydney with the ball now, trying to increase this lead. Right side for Vander Salmon. He'll back it out with 2:50 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top, 13-7. Vander Salmon, step back, left elbow jumper, no, off the front of the rim. Skying to Windex the glass there was Xander Johnson. UF back down the floor, but a steal now by Vander Salmon. Took the slow pass away. Vander Salmon steps through. Oh, almost makes the left-handed layup, but it won't go. Had a sweet Jason Williams-type move there to go up, but rolls off the front of the rim. And then the ball on the floor. We got a whistle.
I think they had a jump ball there, and it'll stay possession with Sydney.
To me, Vander Salmon sees the game so well that it's almost like he's two steps ahead of everybody else. I enjoy watching him.
It's almost like everybody else is out there playing in slow motion, and he's full speed.
Vander Salmon, straight away three, died on the front of the rim. Kingsbury goes into the land of the trees and pulls down that rebound. Outlet pass now for Xander Johnson. UF needs a bucket here as we come up on 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 13-7 our score. Sydney boys on top, and now Xander Johnson takes it to the rim, left side scores, and is fouled here by Jesse Newell. Big bucket there for Unitego Franklin.
And that's really only the second scoring opportunity that he's really had. I mean, that first drive he had, he was kind of contested, but there I think he kind of just said, hey, we need a hoop here. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. He saw the lane there. Really good drive, finish, and drew the contact.
Johnson really having to work to find any open space. And so he'll go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Johnson with the early 5 points and make it six. Cuts it back to a 13-9 game. Sydney boys on top with 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Dylan Easton, left side again as Sydney goes right to left in the white with the maroon trim. Unity goes in the green with white trim. Pass down low, looking for Vander Salmon, and it's tipped out of bounds, going to Unitego. That pass from Nick Hartwell, just a little too tall there for Vander Salmon.
Yeah, but good help there by some of the other Unitego defenders that came in and kind of deflected that pass and then made it go off Sydney.
Kingsbury walks it up the floor, floats one right side for Taggart. Now to Johnson, gets a screen, three ball, off the front of the rim, tipped around, and Hartwell rips it down here for Sydney. Now to Dylan Easton, across the Sydney S right side. Vander Salmon gets into the paint, kicks one out, left side. Grady Loeffler for three, hits that one from long distance. And that gives Sydney a 16-10 lead, a high-scoring first quarter here as we come up on 1:15 to go in this first frame. Kingsbury's in trouble there near midcourt, and he threw it away. Sydney back down with Vander Salmon, steps in, tosses it up, and he's fouled. Was in a weird spot, saw the contact coming, and was able to draw it for the foul.
Kingsbury kind of got in trouble there at half court because he picked up his dribble. He thought he had a pass, an outlet over to the right, but that was taken away by Sydney. So.
109 to go, first quarter. Vander Salmon to the line. He has 7 points already in the early going, and make that eight. Vander Salmon, one of the highest scorers in the area last year, 20-plus points a game. And well on that so far this season. What did you say you had, Coach?
22.
That's right in the ballpark for sure. And his second shot is good. Vander Salmon with 9. Makes it 18-10. Sydney boys on top. Kingsbury left side. Shrugs off the pressure, and now we'll get to midcourt. Unitego going left to right. Kingsbury barking out signals. Vander Salmon's right in his grill. Kingsbury to the right side. Lost the handle. It went out of bounds.
Very easily could have been a foul there. Lots of body contact.
Yeah, I think Kingsbury trying to draw the contact here with Vander Salmon right in his shorts. Now there's Xander Johnson closely guarded here by Dylan Easton. This should also be a good matchup. Johnson, right side, gets around his man, finds Kingsbury into the paint. Jake is able to kick it out. Rashad Keel straight away for a long two. No good. And out of bounds on the rebound. Keel's shot was short and flew out.
The Unitego's going to have to find some offense here from someone other than Johnson and Tiger. Need some other guys to step up and make some shots and open it up a little for everybody else.
Sabres with the ball, left side, and almost a steal there by Logan Kingsbury, and then a travel on Vander Salmon.
Yeah, really good defense there by Logan. He really put some pressure on Vandersamen and then got his hand in the passing lane that caused that travel.
Yeah, Logan fresh off the bench, causing Vandersamen to take the extra step. So here's Unitego. Can they get a bucket? Shot clock's off. 25 seconds to go on the game clock. First quarter. Sydney boys on top, 18-10. Rashad Keel steps through, and his shot is high off the glass. It won't go, but he is fouled with 17 ticks to go.
One thing I like about what Sydney's doing here defensively is they keep changing it up. They go from a really aggressive man where they're trying to deny every pass to almost like a 2-3 trapping type defense there. So Unitego's having a little bit of a hard time figuring out exactly how to attack their defensive setup. So give the Sydney coaching staff some credit there.
Yeah, Keel can't get the first shot to go. Second one coming. So far I'm impressed with Coach Echeverria and his staff, what they're putting out there here for Sydney. Keel goes 0 for 2. Pass ahead now. Sydney with the basketball. 12 seconds left. Hartwell with the travel, though, as he picked it up at the left elbow.
I think he was so excited that he saw that lane. His feet got going before he could put the ball down.
Yeah, he wanted it. And so now 10 seconds left. First quarter. Unitego in the backcourt. Here's Kingsbury down to 5, and Kingsbury is fouled by Vandersamen. It feels like he's been trying to bait him into that, and he finally got one. That's his second foul.
That's big. That could play a key role here. Not only that, it's his second, but it's a foul with 3.8 seconds, and that puts Sydney over the limit. And with that new rule at 5 fouls, he's going to shoot 2 shots here with 4 seconds to go.
Yeah, Kingsbury settles in at the line. And his first shot, Jake hits it. And now the Sydney coaching staff will have some decisions to make. They're going to pull Vandersamen out. I'll be interested to see what they do at the start of the second.
I know what I would do, but I'm not coaching anymore.
Kingsbury's second shot is good. So Jake goes 2 out of 2, makes it 18-12. 3 seconds left. Dylan Easton quickly down the floor, trying to go all the way, and it is good. Count it. What a bucket there by Dylan Easton, taking it coast to coast. Not many guys could get down there that fast, but he hammers it home, makes it 20-12. End of the first quarter, Sydney boys on top, as I said, 20-12 over Unitego Franklin. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter here in Sydney. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. And Sydney boys up 20-12 over Unitego Franklin. Entertaining first quarter for sure.
Yeah, very exciting. Both teams playing pretty hard, and you were interested at the end of the first quarter there when Vandersamen picked up his second foul. Would he be on the court to start the second quarter? And the answer is no. So he remains on the bench here. Maybe that's because Sydney has that 8-point lead and he feels comfortable, you know, keeping him over there with the 2 fouls as long as they're ahead.
So we'll see how long he decides to keep him on the bench. And here's Xander Johnson right to the tin, and he scores.
He's a difficult matchup. He can get downhill and get to the hoop, but he also has that outside shot.
Unitego Franklin keeping it within striking distance. They trail 20-14. Sydney on top here now. They almost throw it away. Yes, they do. Easton, I thought, was maybe going to save it, but his tippy toes were on the line, and it goes back to Unitego Franklin. And so Unitego will walk it up the floor here with Johnson. Can they claw their way back in with Vandersamen on the bench? Xander Johnson now. Straight away three, got it. Same spot, he hit that other one, maybe a little closer to the line. Either way, it counts. He's into double figures with 11, and we're back to a three-point game. Sydney boys leading 20-17. Down low, and a bucket there by Jack Langstaff is good. I think he got away with a shuffle of the feet, but it counts, 22-17. Xander Johnson, left side, wants to go right into the paint. Jumper is short, not enough mustard on it. Kingsbury with a rebound, and he's fouled at the left low block.
I thought it looked like Xander was fouled on that jump shot. It kind of looked awkward. Maybe it was just the way his body reacted to the pressure there, but Kingsbury got the rebound and was able to draw that foul.
Jake, to the right of the hoop, will inbound it to Xander Johnson. Right side for Xander. Dylan Easton working on him. They get him a screen, and the pull-up jumper is kind of a line drive. Missed it. Kingsbury, another rebound. High off the glass, too high. Hits the top of the backboard and out of bounds.
Give him credit, though. He came up with an offensive rebound there. Got the Spartan Devils another chance, but weren't able to convert.
He's had several rebounds for being one of the smaller guards on the court. Some scrappy play there from Jake. Sydney with the ball, leading 22-17. Langstaff, and this time he did dance around too much in the paint. And it's going to go back to Unitigo. So Unitigo Franklin with the basketball. And Sargent will do the inbounding duties here to Xander Johnson. He'll walk it down the floor. Again, Unitigo going left to right. Johnson comes around to screen, works his way down low. Boy, gets some extra room by banging around with that hip, and he lays it off the glass.
Nice, strong finish, way to create separation.
Makes it 22-19 with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Sydney now. Turnaround jumper here for Nick Hartwell off the left side of the rim. And a rebound, good box out there by Kelton Ryan over the back for Sydney.
Both teams are playing exceptionally hard, which you expect in a rivalry game, but it seems like Sydney's picking up more fouls. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as we progress through the course of the game here. Vander Salmon's back in, but the rest of the Sydney team is also picking up fouls, so just something to keep an eye on.
What do you tell Vander Salmon when you send him back in?
No fouls.
You got to be smart. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Here is Xander Johnson for Unitigo Franklin. Sydney trying to deny the inside pass, and they do. Sargent now tries to volleyball tap it to the far side. Good defense by Sydney, and they throw it away. Unitigo throws it away, that is. And Vander Salmon will walk it down the right side of the floor. Sydney going right to left. They find Langstaff. Baseline drive for Jack off the far side of the rim. Rebound here for Xander Johnson. Dylan Easton again right there. Every time he has the ball, Dylan is there to meet him.
He did a nice job cutting him off. Xander wanted to come up the sideline, and Easton wouldn't let him.
Three ball here, left side for Xander. Off the right side of the rim, Logan Kingsbury with the save, but he stepped out. And it's going to go back to Sydney. With 5.5 to go in the second quarter, Sydney boys leading Unitigo Franklin 22-19.
That was another good look for Xander, but he wasn't able to knock that one home.
Dylan Easton across midcourt goes to Vander Salmon. Right side now into the corner. Felczak with a long three. That's no good. And the rebound opportunity for Jesse Newell, and he's fouled on the right low block. Coach Woods looking to the ceiling here, almost saying, guys, where are we with the box out?
I think he was frustrated that they didn't get the defensive board, but I also think he's frustrated on the block shot attempt. I mean, if you're going to block that shot, you got to keep your hand up in the air. And the defensive player just swatted down. As soon as the officials see that, sometimes even if it's all ball, they're still going to call the foul because they see that motion.
Newell hits the first shot at the line, makes it 23-19. Second one coming, and he got it. So Jesse Newell, 2 out of 2. He's got a quick 6 points here. Makes it 24-19, Sydney on top. 5:10 to go, second quarter. Unitigo Franklin trying to answer again. They made a nice little run to cut it to three, but Sydney has had the answer ever since. Jumper on the baseline for the Spartans for Kelton Ryan is no good, and a rebound. Here comes Langstaff left side for Sydney. Into the corner for Vander Salmon. What a quick move to the hoop, and he scores.
Yeah, he took advantage of the awareness that Unitigo knew he wanted to shoot that three. He just kind of raised his eyebrows and was able to get to the rim.
Vander Salmon with 11 for Sydney. Johnson with 13 for Unitigo Franklin. Johnson trying to add to it here, but his bounce pass is deflected away and goes back to Sydney with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. And Sydney on top 26-19. And a timeout's going to be taken here. So we'll step away. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowe. 26-19, Sydney Boys on top of Unitego Franklin on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Four and a half to go in the second quarter. 26-19, Sydney Boys on top of Unitego Franklin. Happy holidays from all of us here at CDO. Thanks for listening to some high school basketball tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Pass down low for Jesse Newell here. Sydney has the ball out of the timeout. Now to Felczak, and he lays it up and in from the right low block.
Yeah, great cut there by Felczak. Better find by the Sydney ball handler, and 2 points for Sydney.
Makes it 28-19. Well done here for the Sydney Sabres. Ball out of bounds and going to go back to the Sabres as well, so they've turned up the heat on defense once again.
Unitego needs to get something positive here in the last 4 minutes.
Sydney with Langstaff over midcourt. Bounce pass on the baseline. Little pump fake up and under for O'Connor, and he scores. Wow, and it's coming in bunches right now for Sydney. They lead 30-19 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. UF in desperate need of a bucket here on this possession. We do have a reach-in foul, though, and it's going to be on Vandersommen. His third. Well, that's one you don't need if you're Vandersommen. You just let that one go.
My concern is they don't have anybody to the table here, and they're going to get the ball in bounds, and he's going to be out there with an opportunity to maybe pick up four.
Loeffler is going to check in here. Nope. Oh, he didn't get it in time.
The Unitego Franklin player already had the ball.
And so Vandersommen's got to be very careful here. Oh, we got another foul. It'll be very interesting to see who they call this on. Okay, it will be not on Vandersommen. It's going to be on Austin Felczak. But Vandersommen was in the neighborhood.
He was in the zip code.
Yes, he was. I would have said he was on the street.
Yeah?
Right outside the house, maybe. He was right there. And a pull-up here at the foul line for Kelton Ryan. He gets the first one.
I like that a little better. He was kind of like the next-door neighbor to
yeah,
that foul.
He was. Makes it 30-20. Unitego Franklin down by 10. Ryan's second shot won't go, and Newell with another rebound. 3.5 to go, second quarter. 30-20 our score. Sydney Boys leading at home. Chance of defense from the student section. Newell in a good spot down low. Muscles it up and in.
Sydney fortunate there that one player walked before he turned that ball over to the player that scored.
So Sydney on top 32-20. Then Nick Hartwell with some good defense. Taps it out of bounds. And Sydney has come to play here. I mean, this is a team that has experience from a year ago, making the MAC championship game, losing to Delhi. So they return some nice pieces, some good new starters as well. They come up from a strong JV program. So good job here by the Sydney Sabres. Jake Kingsbury there with a left-handed chance. It won't go. UF pulls it down. And into the paint. Losing control. A little up and under. Finger roll shot there from Kelton Ryan off the front of the rim.
Even to get that on the rim was impressive. That was a nice little scoop shot.
Possession will stay here with the Spartans. They'll work it in. Kelton Ryan straightaway three for the big man, and he hits it. Kelton Ryan makes it 32-23. UF with some life here. High post. Knocked away. Hartwell couldn't hold on to it, and now UF with a chance here. Still a lot of time in the second quarter. Xander Johnson, entry pass, looking for Taggart, and he traveled. Taggart upset with the call, thought he was had too much contact in there.
I would have liked to see a jump ball called there because Sidney had their hand on the ball as he was trying to move. That's why he kind of bobbled it. I don't think he really walked. I just think it was a tie-up.
Sidney with the ball, and now a steal by Xander Johnson, and he lost control of it. He was going in for the right-handed layup, and it just slipped out of his hands. Sidney was chasing him back, and Xander will want that one back. Timeout's going to be taken here by Sidney. Coach Echeverria wants to talk it over. 2:23 to go in the second quarter. Sidney boys lead 32-23 on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, and the Sidney boys at home lead 32-23 over Unitego Franklin. And now without a carry on the far side on Kingsbury.
Yeah, I don't really like that call. I think you could call a carry on some of the kids out here every possession.
That's true.
So if you're going to call that call, I mean, some of the Sidney kids carry it every time. If I was a coach, I'd have a major problem.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, hey.
They got one back.
An eye for an eye.
I agree. I mean, if you want to be a purist, yeah, it happens a lot.
And
sure.
I mean, it's some of the better players, too, that every time they seem to put their hand under the ball and bring it back up. But
Unitego Franklin with the ball, down 32-23. This is a big stretch for them. With a minute 40 to go in the second quarter, can they chip their way back in? Here's Taggart on the left low block, up off the glass, and good for Scotty Taggart.
Yeah, nice move there for the big fellow.
Makes it 32-25 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. And almost a steal. Ball is loose on the floor. Taggart got a piece of it, but Sidney whips it back up, and we got a double dribble on Sidney. It's going back to the Spartans. And out of this timeout, Unitego's got some momentum.
And when Vandersamen went out, Sidney was up 10. Now it's 7.
And if Xander doesn't lose the handle on that layup, maybe it's 5. See if they can pull it back here. Taggart to Xander Johnson. Into the teeth of the defense. Missed the shot, but he is fouled.
Another foul for Sidney.
Here's our team foul situation. 5 now for Sidney. So Unitego's going to be shooting the rest of the way here in the second quarter. Only one foul on Unitego Franklin as a team. And so Xander Johnson to the line. He's got 13. And missed the first foul shot there. Xander wants the second one to go, I'm quite sure. Upset with himself after the missed shot on the first one. So Johnson settles in, and his second shot is in and out. 0 for 2, but Scotty Taggart with the rebound. His shot won't go. Can they get a third opportunity at it here? Ball pinballing around, and finally Dylan Easton comes down with it, and he's tied up by Xander Johnson, and just the lid was on the rim on that possession there for Unitego Franklin, then the foul on Johnson.
I mean, it could be a three-point game. If he doesn't lose the handle on that breakaway, and he makes those two free throws.
Yes, very true. Unitego Franklin really only has themselves to blame on a couple of those. Sidney throws it right back, though, and they're giving every opportunity to the Spartans to get back in. Aiden O'Connor just sailed one out of bounds.
And if I'm Coach Woods here, I'm telling my team, go to the basket here. Sidney has 5 team fouls. If they foul us, we're shooting 2.
Here's Kingsbury at midcourt. Goes left side now for Scotty Taggart. They'll work it back to Kingsbury right side in front of the Sidney bench. Pass down low for Taggart. Right low block, trying to work his way inside and lost control of it. Good straight up D there by Sidney. And a head down for Dylan Easton. Stops, and he traveled right back. That's the fourth straight turnover there by Sidney.
Yeah, Unitego Franklin ran a play called shuffle there the last time down, and they didn't wait for the second option that would have been open because they're double-teaming Taggart on that shuffle cut.
Ever seen that play before?
Yeah, I've seen it a time or two.
Xander Johnson backs it back out. He wants to play for one here. Shot clock's off. Game clock now is at 15. He's directing traffic left side of the floor as Unitego goes left to right. Felczak is guarding him here for Sydney. Xander steps out, goes left side off the hip of Felczak. Inside, tosses it up. A lot of contact and no call. Sydney's got it. But we got a double dribble here on Sydney with 1.5 left.
I think that's five turnovers in a row.
I think so, too. Sydney's going to have time for a catch and shoot here. They inbound right by the Sydney bench near the scorer's table. Kingsbury gets it in. Kelton Ryan, the shot at the buzzer. No. Our halftime score, Sydney 32, Unitego Franklin 25 in this Mac boys basketball showdown here tonight. Did have one final score to pass along, a game that went final. It started a little earlier tonight. Afton boys pick up a 51-49 victory over UV. Ryan Wright makes two foul shots with 7 seconds left to put Afton up by two, and then UV missed a shot at the buzzer. So a real good game down there tonight in Afton. So, again, halftime score 32-25. Sydney boys on top of Unitego Franklin. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers.
Cambridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Sydney High School. At the half, it's the Sydney boys leading Unitego Franklin 32-25. I'm Nate Lull, joined by longtime local coach Greg Bonskowski, and it's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Let's go through our scoring summary first. We'll go for Sydney. Connor Vandersamen, 11 points. He is playing with those three fouls, correct, Coach?
So yeah,
that's going to be tough. We'll talk about that more in a minute. 8 for Jesse Newell. I've been impressed with him on the inside at times. Austin Felczak with 4. And then Grady Loeffler with 3. 2 apiece for Jackson Langstaff, Dylan Easton, and Aiden O'Connor. On the other side for Unitego Franklin, a game-high 13 points so far for Xander Johnson. 6 from Scotty Taggart. 4 for Kelton Ryan. And 2 for Jacob Kingsbury. So, overall thoughts, Coach?
I think both teams are playing exceptionally hard. I think that Sydney's supporting cast seemed to step up a little bit more than Unitego Franklin, but I think the ball game is going to come down to what happens with Vandersamen and his fouls. I mean, if he gets into foul trouble, Sydney's a different team.
Yes, and we've seen it as they had, what, 5 straight turnovers roughly there at the end of the second quarter. Almost kind of looked lost at times.
And, I mean, when he went out of the game there, with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, they were up 10. And now it's a 7-point game and very easily could be 3. So I think that's going to be the key. Is he going to be able to stay out of foul trouble? If I'm Unitego Franklin, I'm saying we need to go at him every chance we get.
One other out-of-town score, Delhi boys are ahead of Walton Downsville, 34-15 at the half. That Delhi team, I have not seen them yet. I will see them on Friday night against Norwich in a game we're going to do right here on CDO. But a team that was in the Section 4 Class C championship game, lost to eventual state champ Moravia last year. They appear to be the real deal, so I know a lot of people are always asking me for the Delhi score. So they're on top of a very strong Walton Downsville team, 34-15 at the break. So now, impressive that Sydney hung with Delhi for a long time the other night.
Now, I have a question about the Mac boys' schedule.
Sure.
Do they play each other twice, home and away?
I don't believe so, and I should know that, but off the top of my head, without looking at my notes, I don't. I believe you just play everybody once.
But the girls, they do play each other twice.
Well, the girls this year, as the Mac loves to do, change every year. They are not doing two divisions. They are matching the boys and doing the one division, play everybody once, top four, go to the semifinals, and then the finals. I've spent so much time researching what is up with the girls that I feel like I've neglected my research on the boys. But I believe that's what it is. You play everybody once, and I'd love your opinion on this, actually. A lot of coaches have a love-hate with a lot of this because, you know, how many non-league games can you get? It's hard to fill up a schedule these days.
It is difficult to fill up a schedule, but I do like, I don't know, I think there's pluses and minuses to each. I think if you play each other home and away, by the time you get to the end of the season, you know you're battle-tested. So you've gone on the road and played somebody that you've already played, or they've come to you for the second time, and they know your plays, they know your defensive strategy, so you kind of really have to decide it on the floor with effort and execution and energy. But playing each other once, you know, that can be a huge advantage to some teams. Like, there are some places where it's really hard to go on the road and win.
Yes.
So if I have to play that team at their home court, that's a big disadvantage to me. So there's pluses and minuses.
Things have changed so many times. Do you think you prefer, like, you've done both? I mean, I don't know why the girls change so much, and it's different between fall sports and winter sports. What I was told is when the vote came up, they wanted the boys and girls to be the same. They wanted it to kind of be a level playing field. Was there one that you preferred over the years? I know you kind of explained it a second ago, but...
I think I preferred playing each other one time and rolling the dice with the advantage-disadvantage of who you played at home and who you played away, because then you as a coach could then go out and challenge your team by playing some quality non-league opponents. So I don't know if, does Unitego Franklin get the opportunity to go play Vestal if they have to play everybody twice in the MAC?
Right.
Does Sydney get the opportunity to play Shenango Valley and Norwich if they have to play everybody twice in the MAC? So I think I prefer to play each other one time and then challenge yourself in your non-league schedule.
Yeah, I'm flipping through here. So, all right, here's tonight, a league game, Sydney and Unitego Franklin. I'm going to scroll down. I don't see it again. You play everybody once, and there's a lot of non-leaguers in there. Sydney's already played a bunch. But they have Oneonta later in the season. They have Sus Valley later in the season. They have Forks, Dryden. I mean, these are all games that if you were playing twice, you wouldn't be able to play those. So, good podcast topic, right? Waverly is on there, too. So,
there you go.
Yeah, definitely you had to fill up your schedule. So, all right, we'll take a break here in the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Sydney boys leading Unitego Franklin 32-25 at the half. We'll be right back with the start of the third quarter on CDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, we start the third quarter here, and Xander Johnson with a drive on the right side is fouled. Cannot make the shot, but he will go to the line to shoot two here. And it's kind of how it's been for UF tonight, not getting that bucket that they absolutely need. He does make the foul shot, though.
But again, it's something to keep an eye on. I mean, we're less than 15 seconds into the third quarter. Sydney already has a foul. And they just can't keep continuing to foul. In both quarters, they were in the bonus, and Unitego wasn't able to take advantage, but it's allowing them to hang around.
Johnson, one out of two at the line. And I'm kind of surprised he hasn't shot the ball as well as normal at the line here tonight, but it does make it 32-26. Felczak, left side, looking for an option. And Felczak will give it to Vandersommen. Into the paint. Nice little step through. Up and under. Wow, what a finish there by Vandersommen.
A lot of contact there. No call either way, block or charge. I know it's the hardest call in all of basketball, but no whistle.
34-26. Now Kingsbury into the paint. He's fouled. And who's this going to be on? Down low. And it's going to be on Jesse Newell. So again, Coach, two quick fouls in the early going.
Yeah, less than a minute in, two fouls.
I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer down on Main Street in the WCDO studio.
Fourth foul.
Wow.
Fourth foul on Connor Vandersom.
He was chasing Kingsbury around and hooked him. I mean, that's a dead ball foul.
He's not even in the play.
Nope. Just chasing him.
And he did commit a foul, but I also think you have to give Jake credit for understanding the situation. He didn't like flop or do anything like that, but he sold the foul to the official.
Now a steal by Sydney, and Dylan Easton has it on the left side. Aiden O'Connor finding Grady Loeffler. We're only a minute into the third quarter. Vandersom's got to sit with four fouls. How long do they keep him over there? Here's Loeffler, pull-up jumper off the front of the rim. Missed. Xander Johnson with the rebound, but O'Connor stole it back. Ball pinballing around, both teams scrambling for it, and Johnson somehow comes back with it.
And the score when Vandersom went out is Sydney plus eight, so keep that in mind.
Johnson will pull it back out. Easton playing some good defense on him. Johnson tries to get off a screen, doesn't do it. Left side now. Ball out of bounds and going to go back to Sydney. Lost control there was Kelton Ryan. Sydney's in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. Going to go left to right on your radio dial in this second half. Right side down the floor here for Aiden O'Connor. Setting up the offense here. How will Sydney handle it with Vandersom on the bench? Jesse Newell down low. Fadeaway jumper too short. And a rebound for Kelton Ryan. Outlet pass for Xander Johnson. 6 minutes to go in the third. 34-26 our score. Unitego across midcourt. Johnson comes off a screen. Down low to the left low block, runs out of real estate, keeps going though, and now is fouled as he tried to curl back around to the right side. We got another Sydney foul. This is crazy. This is their fourth team foul.
I mean, you have 6 minutes approximately left in the third quarter, and every foul on Sydney here on out, shoot two for Unitego Franklin.
Wow. So yeah, 5:55 to go in the third. And Johnson cannot get the first one to go. He's having a tough night at the line. Usually a very, very good foul shooter.
Looks to me like he's kind of aiming it a little bit because I think he's frustrated that he missed a couple. I think he just needs to take a deep breath and shoot it.
Second shot for Xander. Oh, short there. Rebound for Kelton Ryan. And he puts it up too strong. And another rebound for Sydney. I think he's just overthinking it at the line. 34-26 our score. Here's Dylan Easton to the left side. Again, Sydney going left to right. Now for Aiden O'Connor. Doesn't use a screen. He's got some room to work with down low. Can't get the shot to go, but he's fouled. It's going to go on Scotty Taggart. 5:35 to go in the third. It's 34-26. Sydney boys on top of Unitego Franklin. Second personal here on Scotty Taggart. So I'm looking over at his dad, who's sitting in the bleachers there. His dad, fantastic player at Franklin. Went on and played in college. Not someone that you're going to move around on the low block. He was great to watch. And so Unitego going to the bench now with a lot of new faces out there. So O'Connor to the line here. And this one is good. So he has 3 points. Makes it 35-26. Sydney boys on top of Unitego Franklin. 5.5 to go in the third. And here is Rashad Keel going for Taggart in the corner on the baseline. Right low block, put it up. It's short. And another rebound for Sydney.
A lot of contact on that drive there, but no call.
O'Connor, left side. Looking for a pass, picked up his dribble in a tough spot. Here's Felczak. Now back to O'Connor, floating one for Dylan Easton in the corner. Back to Nick Hartwell, steps through and puts it up, and it's partially blocked there by Taggart, and another foul on him. It's his third. And so it's going to send Nick Hartwell to the line. And so now Taggart in a little bit of foul trouble here. Our team foul situation four for Sydney and two for Unitego Franklin. Hartwell's first shot is good at the line. Another one coming here for Nick Hartwell. Both coaches yelling out some signals here. Want to change some things up, I think, defensively. Hartwell, second shot is short. Rebound, though, by Aiden O'Connor, who's putting in some big minutes. Dishes one back off. Dylan Easton, right low block. Over to Loeffler, left side. His shot is too strong. Tipped out of bounds and going back to Unitego Franklin. With 4:50 to go in the third. And Sydney boys on top, 36-26. And so now some full court pressure coming here from the Sydney boys. We'll see how Unitego handles it. A little 2-1-2 almost. A look there at midcourt. We'll get a better look at it here next time down.
That looked like a 2-2-1 full court press there from Sydney.
Wasn't sure with Easton there in the middle. He was kind of floating a little bit. Whether he just came up, not sure yet. Xander to the left side, wants to step back. Xander Johnson let that fly. It's an air ball. Saved, though, by Logan Kingsbury, but it goes right to Dylan Easton. Ahead now, right side. O'Connor bangs in down low, off the glass, left it short. Boy, both teams struggling shooting the ball here. There's Nick Hartwell, says, I got you, from the left elbow. Hartwell now with 3 points. Unitego breaking the pressure. They trail 38-26, and they throw it away. Keel tried to loft one in to Levi Wetmore, and it went over his hands and out of bounds.
He appeared to be open, but that's a difficult pass to make there. Want to make the easy pass.
Unitego Franklin takes a timeout with 4 minutes exactly to go in the third. 38-26. Sydney boys on top of Unitego Franklin on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Sydney with the ball out of the timeout taken away here by Unitego. We'll have a good stat for you in just a minute to pass along with Coach Unitego Franklin with it. Going right to left. They're in the green with the white trim. Sydney in the home whites with the maroon trim. Kingsbury backs it out near midcourt on the Sydney S. Unitego in desperate need of a bucket here. Kingsbury, right side, passes inside. Little give and go back out to Keel straight away. Floater from Rashad, no good. Felzak skies for a rebound. He's got it. And then his glasses got knocked off, so they actually blew that play dead. And so Sydney with the ball. With Aiden O'Connor, now some full court pressure coming from Unitego, trying to turn the tide. Sabres have it. And to the right side for O'Connor. Zips down and tries to thread the needle to Hartwell through his hands and out of bounds.
I like the pressure from Unitego Franklin here. They've full court pressed here the last couple possessions. Gotten two turnovers, but need to capitalize at the offensive end.
Sydney keeping their full court pressure on as well. Unitego Franklin able to handle it. They go to Keel on the right side and out to Wetmore. Back out Xander Johnson. Xander has 14. He's only got 1 point here so far in the third quarter. Dribbled it off his leg through traffic. It's going to go back to Sydney. It's been a tough start to the third quarter here for UF. Coach, what was the stat you came up with during the break?
I was just curious. I feel like Unitego's leaving a lot of points at the free throw line. So up to this point, they're 5 for 15 from the free throw line.
It's a lot of points in what has been kind of an 8 to 10 point game. Could be a lot less than that. Unitego getting a turnover here. They'll get the ball at midcourt after a tie-up. That full-court pressure paying some dividends.
I think it was actually an over-and-back call, and Sydney's coach was questioning that because it was deflected by Unitigo. So I don't know about the over-and-back call there.
Kingsbury to the right side. Gives one off for Keel. Off the glass for him. No good. Second chance opportunity. That rims out. Xander with a rebound, and he's fouled at the left low block. Unitigo getting the looks, but the ball will not fall right now. They're ice cold.
But another trip to the line. Maybe this can get Xander going here in the quarter.
Yeah, 2.5 to go in this third quarter. Vander Samen still on the bench here for Sydney. He picked up that fourth foul.
And it looks like Easton has picked up his fourth as well. The board is correct.
Yeah, Dylan Easton. Wow, so he's going to have to come out. So Xander does make the first shot.
So that's two ball handlers for Sydney. And not only ball handlers, but two defenders to match up to Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, Dylan Easton has been heavily guarding Xander Johnson for most of the night. And second shot for Xander is in and out. So that makes them 6-for-16 as a team. 38-27. Sydney boys on top with 2.5 to go in the third. And here is Jesse Newell. Back out, Grady Loeffler. Steps in for a long two. In and out. And the Spartans have the rebound. Kingsbury leaked out. Xander hits him with it down the right side. Sydney hustles back on defense. And there's Jake Kingsbury for three on the right side. That's a big shot.
Yeah, big bucket there for Unitigo Franklin.
And so they step into that with 2:05 to go here in the third. Makes it 38-29. Loeffler with a long two. 15-footer right side. It's good for Grady. And back to an 11-point game, 40-29. Sydney boys on top of visiting Unitigo Franklin and Mac boys basketball action tonight. Johnson steps back. Inside now for Wetmore. Now for Logan Kingsbury. Tosses it up, and he's fouled on the right low block. He was in a tough spot, and the foul bails him out.
Should Unitigo Franklin have 30? Weren't they at 26 when Xander made that free throw? That would have put him at 27, and then Kingsbury's three, right?
I'll do some quick math here. You watch Logan at the line. How's that?
Sounds good. First shot is no good off the back of the rim here.
Yeah, I have him with 30. I do have him with 30.
That's the coach in me.
15 for Johnson, 5 for Kingsbury, 6 for Taggart, and 4 for Ryan.
Second free throw is good.
So Logan Kingsbury with 1. Makes it 40.
Oh, they got it.
Corrected it. All right, 40-31.
They must have heard me back here.
And now we got...
shot clock issue.
All right, a shot clock issue. They blow the play dead. So a 9-point game. We always say, Coach, that 10-point lead, very dangerous. So UF is still in business here.
Not only that, but about 2 minutes to go. And another thing to think about is Vander Samen has been on the bench pretty much the entire third quarter.
Yeah, very true.
So even when he comes back in, I would imagine at the start of the fourth quarter, but it does depend on the score and what Sydney coaching staff decides to do, but he's not going to be warm. He's going to be cold. He's going to have to get up and down the court a couple times to get that blood flowing again to get back into the game flow. So that'll be interesting to see as well.
Minute and a half to go in the third. It's a 9-point game. Here's Deion Taylor, who hurt his knee against Delhi. Spoke with him before the game. He said, I don't know if I'll get in. We're trying to be careful with it. But I think with the foul situation, the Sydney staff is having to pull everybody they can off the bench, like Jack Langstaff. And he says, I'll hit that. A three on the right side.
A big shot there for Sydney.
He's the king of big-time shots. Hit a game winner last year here against Walton Downsville. Makes it 43-31 with a minute to go in the third. And Unitigo Franklin with the ball. Here is Xander Johnson, double-teamed on that far side. Along the baseline, kicks it out. Keel with a jumper. It's good from the foul line for Rashad Keel.
Nice find there by Johnson. Drew all the defense. Oh, steal by Kingsbury.
Yeah, Jake with a steal and then the foul at the left low block. Scrappy play there by Jake. He went hard to the floor. Now Kingsbury will go to the line with 46 seconds left third quarter in a 43-33 ball game. Sydney boys on top. Thanks for joining us as well tonight on WCDOsports.com, our web stream, brought to you by SFCU. And so Kingsbury will settle in. Jake with 5 points. He hit that big three a minute ago, and add to it here, Jake's got 6.
Got that smooth lefty stroke there from the line.
And the second one coming here for Jake. 43-34 with 46 seconds left, third quarter. Jake's second shot is good. Boy, not a lot of rotation on that thing, but it floated in.
Phil Negro knuckleball going up there.
43-35. Unitego Franklin hanging around. Vandersnaman is going to ride out the rest of this quarter on the bench for Sydney. Jesse Newell with a 15-footer, an air ball. Loeffler is able to save it to Deion Taylor. Nice hustle play. And we got a whistle. A timeout's going to be taken here by Sydney. We're going to step away for 60 seconds. 32 seconds to go third quarter. 43-35, Sydney boys on top of Unitego Franklin on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. 32 seconds to go third quarter here in Sydney. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. And the Sydney boys are on top of Unitego Franklin, 43-35. Shout out to the York family. Reached out on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it these days. Said they're listening on the way home from that UV-Afton game, which went right down to the wire with Afton winning 51-49. Sounded like a good one. 32 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Sydney will get it in out of the timeout. They go to Langstaff on the right side. Bounce pass down low. A little up and under for O'Connor. Finds Deion Taylor in the corner. His three is an air ball. Rebound for Unitego. And they could play for the last shot if they want here. Up this third frame. Xander Johnson as Unitego Franklin goes right to left. He's on the big Sydney S at midcourt. Goes far side. Dishes one now for Sargent. And for Keel. Takes it inside. His shot won't go. Xander Johnson, a rebound, puts it up, he scores, and he's fouled. Huge bucket there for Xander Johnson. He has 17.
I understand the concept of going for one, but I might have pushed it there to try to get a quick basket and then set up your press because Sydney doesn't have a heck of a whole lot of ball handlers out there. But Orr was able to work out. Great rebound by Xander and a strong finish.
He's at the line. He struggled there tonight, and the woes continue. But Jake Kingsbury, a rebound. Had it stripped out of bounds, and what's the call here? Going to go back to Sydney, it looks like.
Oh, that's unfortunate. If he could have gone right back up with that, he might have drew a foul.
Boy, UF has just left so many points at the line here. This has been a struggle for the Spartans. Deion Taylor at half court. They get it in. O'Connor, a half court heave. No, off the front of the rim.
Good effort.
End of the third. It's 43-37. It's Sydney boys on top of Unitego Franklin. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, start of the fourth here in Sydney. Let's see how it all shakes out with the Sydney boys on top 43-37 over Unitego Franklin.
And Vandersalman starts the fourth.
All right, we're going to see how long he can stick it out. If you're a Sydney fan, you're hoping it's the whole way. He's playing with those four fouls. And still on the bench is Dylan Easton playing with those four. Here is Xander Johnson on the right side. Boy, he's taking a lot of physical abuse over there. No call. And now a steal here by Deion Taylor. Taylor down the left side. Picks up his dribble. Finds Jesse Newell. Sydney trying to slow it down. They go to Vander Salmon left side. Vander Salmon pulls it out. Finds Langstaff straight away. Now back to Vander Salmon. Wants a three. Shoots there. Left it short. As you said, he's cold off the bench. And a rebound for Xander Johnson of Unitego Franklin. UF across midcourt. Little runner in the paint. And there's a foul on Sydney. And that's going to be here on Deion Taylor. And another opportunity here for Unitego at the line. What was the update?
It was that they were shooting 41% from the line.
Quick math there, Coach.
Hey, that's what that smartphone's for.
In and out here for Xander Johnson. And it's a tough break there for him. Another one coming.
A good thing, though, if you're Unitego Franklin, you keep getting to the line. That's a positive. But you got to put the points on the board when you get there.
Second one coming here for Xander. It's good. So he now has 18.
I think you just need somebody to get there to make two, and then everybody else will make two.
43-38, Vander Salmon in transition. His shot off the back of the rim. Rebound for Deion Taylor at the left low block. Turnaround for Deion is good. His first bucket of the night makes it 45-38.
Big offensive rebound and putback there to kind of give Sydney that little bit of a distance.
Not bad for a guy who maybe wasn't even going to play tonight as they try to heal him up. Here's Kingsbury to Keel. Chest pass to Xander Johnson, far side. Xander coming off a screen, kicks it back out. Keel, left elbow, jumper for Rashad is good.
That's twice, almost from the same spot. Both times assist to Johnson.
That's going to make it 45-40, I believe. Yes, Vander Salmon in transition. He's fouled at the right low block. Shot wouldn't go. It peeled off the front of the rim.
The Unitego Franklin defender was in a good spot, but he turned his body sideways, which didn't allow him to have the opportunity to take the charge there. I think if he just held his ground and put his arms up, he might have had a chance to get a charge, but not the case.
Vander Salmon at the line. First shot is good. He's got 14 points now. Taggart's going to come back in as well as Kelton Ryan. Wetmore to the bench and Keel to the bench for UF. Vander Salmon, another shot at the line is good. 15 now for Connor. 47-40 with coming up on 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Unitego Franklin with the basketball. Left side as they go right to left. They're in front of their own bench with Kingsbury. Kingsbury down low, going toe-to-toe there with Deion Taylor. A lot of contact. And a foul here on Deion Taylor.
Foul number 14, Deion
Actually,
Taylor.
Did they call that? Yes, they did, right?
Yep. Okay. Foul on Sydney.
So we'll keep an eye on that team foul situation. Unitego gets it in. A jumper left side is up and good. Good pump fake. Gets some room for Kelton Ryan.
Unitego's hanging around here.
Makes it 47-42. Langstaff with a three in the corner. He hits it. Another clutch bucket there for Jack Langstaff, and he's got eight. Unitego Franklin trying to go inside here for Scotty Taggart. He lost it, but then Xander Johnson steals it back to the far side. Now for Sargent. Ball is loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it there.
Both Sydney players dove for it. You appreciate the hustle, but they were out of bounds as they were touching the ball, so it'll stay with Unitego Franklin.
Boy, there was a big dust-up behind the play, too. Guys scrapping for that ball. Everybody appears to be okay. And now ball went back over the line here for Unitego, so it's going to go to Sydney. I don't think Jake was inbounds yet. Is that the call?
He had jumped inbound, but he hadn't established inbound, so that's why it hit him, and so he was out of bounds.
There's Aiden O'Connor, stolen right back by Kingsbury. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth. 8-point lead for Sydney, 50-42. And now a foul on Jesse Newell. Another good pump fake there by Ryan of Unitego Franklin. Third team foul here on Sydney as a team in the fourth quarter. Third personal on Jesse Newell. Sydney's going to take a timeout, leading 50-42. With 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 5:12 exactly to go in the fourth quarter. 50-42 our score. Sydney boys on top of Unitego Franklin here at Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Vonskowski, and Jim Tomeo is our producer tonight down in the CDO studio. Unitego with the ball going right to left in the green with white trim. Jake Kingsbury in front of his own bench. Inside for Taggart. Lowers the shoulder. Lost control of it. Fighting for it here. Dives on the floor. And then Sydney will rip it away at the last second. Vandersomen right side trying to go coast to coast. And boy, a lot of contact there. He misses the layup. It will head to the line though. Runaway freight train there trying to chase him down. They foul him with Kelton Ryan. Team foul situation, three for Sydney, now two for Unitego Franklin. 4:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Vandersomen at the line, in and out.
You know, we talked about the supporting cast. Langstaff, he has 8 points, but two big three-pointers at crucial times for Sydney.
Vandersomen, one out of two, he's got 16. Yeah, you got Langstaff with eight with those timely threes. Jesse Newell with some early points, but he has 8 points as well. Makes it 51-42. And here is Logan Kingsbury. Back out for Ryan on the left side. Misses Xander Johnson with a rebound. He saw that that was going to be short and misses the right-handed putback. Then Scotty Taggart's got it and puts it off the glass and in. Taggart's got eight.
Unitego needs to create some offense off their defense here. Maybe get a turnover.
51-44. Sydney boys on top, trying to hang off and hang on against this Unitego Franklin team. Here's Vandersomen, a step through, missed it. Rebound, Deion Taylor puts it up, and that rolls up and in for Deion.
Two big baskets for him as well.
Yeah, off the bench, great effort there from Deion Taylor. Makes it 53-44. Unitego Franklin trying to answer as time continues to tick down. Logan Kingsbury into the corner now for Ryan. His jumper is good. For Kelton Ryan. Makes it 53-46. Unitego Franklin continues to answer, but then Sydney will make a big bucket. Here's Deion Taylor again right to the hoop. Missed the left-handed layup, and this time Scotty Taggart cleans the glass. He's got it.
But they're running out of time. They can't keep trade baskets. They need stops.
Here's Xander Johnson in traffic. He's fouled, and boy, he almost got a crazy finger roll to go. He will get back to the line, though. So Xander Johnson will settle in. And these are really where you need these foul shots. Chip into this lead when the time isn't coming off the clock. Dylan Easton's going to come back in, as well as Austin Felzak. Nick Hartwell will check in. And the first one is short here for Xander Johnson. Has not been his night or Unitego Franklin's night at the line. Jesse Newell to the bench. Deion Taylor for Sydney, as well as Jack Langstaff. Johnson, second shot is good, rattles it home. And Johnson has 19. Makes it 53-47. UF still in striking distance, but Vandersomen's trying to do something about it. Dribbles into the Sydney front court, going left to right, zipping one far side for O'Connor. Trying to find Vandersomen, too tall over his head, out of bounds. Good break here for Unitego Franklin to get it back.
Boy, a three here would be huge to cut it to a one-possession game. But I might be biased. I like that three ball.
Yeah, is there anything inside the arc that you like to shoot?
No, not really.
Here's Xander Johnson with a layup. Couldn't get it to go. In traffic, Scotty Taggart with a second chance. That's a little short. Boy, a lot of contact, a lot of wrestling and scrambling in there, and Sydney comes away with the ball.
Two good opportunities there for Unitego Franklin.
O'Connor finds Vandersom and his three in and out from the right corner. Tracked down there by Dylan Easton. Back up top for Felzak, a straightaway three. No, Vandersom and the rebound. Vandersom now with 20. I think that was Vandersom, right?
It was, yeah. Good offensive rebound. He went and crashed. Ball came right to him. He was able to finish.
55-47. Now Xander Johnson trying to answer with a three of his own. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. And again, VDS, Connor Vandersom here with the rebound. Dribbles through traffic. Nifty. Zips one into the corner now for Dylan Easton, intercepted by Logan Kingsbury. Takes it down the floor, and he lost control of the ball. And it's going to go back to Sydney, and that's the type of night it has been here for UF. Timeout for Sydney. 2:13 to go in the fourth. It's 55-47. Sydney boys on top of Unitego Franklin on WCDO.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, let's set the scene. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull. Greg Bonskowski is with me tonight. 2:13 to go in the fourth quarter, and the Sydney boys lead Unitego Franklin 55-47. Sydney with the basketball going left to right. In the white uniforms with the maroon trim, they'll throw it away again. The pass too tall for Vandersom. And Unitego in the green with white trim will get it back.
That's a situation where you need to know the time, the score, and the situation. You didn't need that pass. You're ahead. You're ahead by 8 points with about 2 minutes to go. Run the clock.
Haven't heard you say that yet this year. It brings me back, Coach. We're 2 minutes to go. Kingsbury, bounce pass to Taggart, right side. Now back to Kingsbury. Unitego needs a bucket here on this possession, trailing 55-47. Taggart, right side. Spin move and a traveling violation here on Scotty Taggart, and he was kind of like a runaway freight train right there.
Unitego Franklin can afford to be aggressive here. Only two team fouls with about a minute 46 to go. They need the ball.
Sydney gets it in the backcourt. Looking to take their time. A little pressure from Unitego. Vandersom left side. Vandersom trying to chew up a little clock here. Bounce pass to O'Connor into the paint. Just as one offer, Hartwell off his hands. He's somehow able to track it back down. Felzak now. 10 on the shot clock for Vandersom. To Hartwell, little give and go back to Vandersom. Somehow got it inside, and he scores. VDS with the bucket. He's got 18. Makes it 57-47. We come up on a minute left. Unitego in desperate need of a bucket. Scotty Taggart down low, and he's fouled by Hartwell. And Taggart's going to step to the line. And you think about the foul shots now, Coach. What would this game be?
Yeah, be a lot closer.
A lot closer. Taggart settles in at the line, and first one is good for Scotty Taggart. He has 9.
And you can't expect your team to make all the free throws, but you got to shoot a good percentage, especially in close games, if you want to win.
Second shot coming here for Taggart at the line. Off the mark, no good for Taggart, the junior. Sydney back down the floor, left side here with 55 seconds left. They lead 57-48. Ball tapped out. Officials say, going to stay with Sydney.
Yeah, good hustle, though, by Kingsbury Jake there to get his hand on the ball. Try to come up with a steal.
Sabres looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-3 coming in. Sydney has it with Vandersom. To the high post for Felzak. back to Dylan Easton. Missed it. Filzak with a rebound. It's loose on the floor. Vandersalman chasing it down, and we got a timeout taken here by Sidney as Vandersalman just scooped it off the floor. Sidney boys lead 57-48. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with 38 seconds to go, fourth quarter on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
38 seconds left, and the Sidney boys are on top here on their home floor looking for a MAC victory tonight. They lead 57-48 over Unitego Franklin. I'm Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with me here. And Unitego would need some magic now. It has just not been their night in certain departments.
So they're discussing the shot clock here. The shot clock is at 35, but there was never a shot. So I think they're going to take some time off the shot clock, but the officials are trying to determine exactly how much that's going to be.
Sounds like 10 seconds maybe?
Yep. Good ears.
So 25 seconds on the shot clock. Good catch there by you, too. And so Sidney will get it into O'Connor in the right corner. Unitego not electing to foul yet. Here's Vandersalman. Now Logan Kingsbury tries to tie him up, and we got a foul. 29 seconds left.
But that's only their third, so they're going to have to do that two more times.
Yeah, Unitego with three team fouls now, and Sidney with five. Sidney's in the driver's seat.
You'd expect if they don't get the steal right away, there should be a foul right away here.
So Unitego gets it in. Vandersalman, Kingsbury guarding him, letting some precious time go off the clock here. O'Connor into the corner.
And the shot clock is off. Sidney doesn't even have to shoot.
Yeah, 19 seconds left, and finally Logan with a reach-in foul. 17 seconds left, and the student section can sense it now. Sidney will inbound the basketball with Dylan Easton. Easton works it into O'Connor in the corner, and a foul by Jake Kingsbury will send Sidney to the line now. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up in just a few minutes where we'll hand out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We'll have two, if this holds, from Sidney tonight and one from Unitego Franklin. And first shot at the line for O'Connor rattles in and out. Nice, solid win here by Sidney tonight. If they hang on, they've played a really tough schedule, and they've earned this first win of the season. And second shot coming for O'Connor is up and good. He has four. Makes it 58-48. And now Felzak knocking this one out of bounds with some nice defense.
Not over.
11 seconds left. Sidney coaching staff telling their guys to play hard for these last 10 seconds. Not over. Vandersalman with a steal. Now 5 seconds left, and we're close to it being over as Vandersalman rides it down the floor, and that's going to do it. 58-48, Sidney boys with a MAC victory to open the season here in MAC play on their home floor. Nice win tonight for the Sabres. Coach and I will be right back with the postgame show. Again, Sidney boys defeat Unitego Franklin 58-48 on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Sydney High School tonight. Our final score, Sydney boys defeat Unitego Franklin 58-48. And let's go through our scoring summary. First for the winners tonight, the Sydney boys. Team high 18 points tonight for Connor Vandersamen. And he was in foul trouble. He still manages to score the 18. He sat for most of the third quarter. Eight apiece for Jack Langstaff and Jesse Newell. Five for Grady Loeffler. Four for Aiden O'Connor. Four for Deion Taylor. Four for Austin Felzak. Three for Nick Hartwell, two for Dylan Easton. On the other side for Unitego Franklin, they were very much in this game. Foul shooting was the Achilles heel tonight. 21 for Xander Johnson. He has a game high. 9 for Scotty Taggart. 8 for Kelton Ryan. 7 for Jake Kingsbury. 4 for Rashad Keel. 1 for Logan Kingsbury off the bench. Time for our three awards. First will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We're going to go with Connor Vandersamen tonight, 18 points. Not his best game, got into foul trouble, some silly, chippy little ones, but, I mean, still a mark of a very good player that he can lead his team in points and find a way to really make some clutch buckets, even in a tough night where it's not going all your way.
Yeah, and to think about the fact that he had 18 points, he picked up his third foul in the second quarter with about 6 minutes to go, sat the rest of that quarter, then he came out right away in the third quarter and picked up his fourth. So in all reality, he had to sit the whole third quarter. He really only played about two quarters, and he was certainly a factor out there when he was on the floor. He's definitely Sydney's leader.
Next up tonight, we are going to have our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We decided to go with Xander Johnson from Unitego Franklin. Yes, he had the game high of points of 21, but you could probably give Xander an all-purpose award, too. He has to handle the ball. He had to play great defense tonight, had several steals, and just does a little bit of everything for this UF squad.
Yeah, he had a couple key steals in the game, had a lot of defensive rebounds. He pretty much is the typical Dick Vitale stat sheet stuffer.
Very true.
He does an awful lot for Unitego Franklin. He's a competitor, and I'm sure he's going to want another shot at Sydney here at some point during the season. We'll see if that matchup comes about.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO right here in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We'd like to go with Jack Langstaff tonight, 8 points. Really, those buckets down the stretch, a big reason he gets this tonight, those were huge.
Yeah, I mean, those two threes that he made, they were at crucial times in the second half. I think one in the third quarter when Unitego Franklin was chipping away, I think it might have been five, and he made a three to put him up eight, and then there was that key three in the fourth quarter. So his 8 points may not have been the most on the team, but his two threes were certainly at critical times.
Yeah, great job by Jack tonight. Similar to where we gave him an award last year, his three-point shooting deadly here on the home floor for the Sydney boys. So, Coach, thanks for coming back, and hopefully we'll do it again probably right after the holidays when your schedule allows.
I'm sure that we'll meet again, and thank you for having me.
We will be on the air on Friday. Rich Turnbull will be with me. The Delhi boys are hosting Norwich in a non-leaguer. Really looking forward to that. That'll be a 7:15 tip-off over from Delaware Academy. You can join us about 10 or 15 minutes before the game for the Butler Auto pregame show. So our next radio game will be on Friday night, Delhi boys hosting Norwich. So huge thank you to Jim Tomeo and to Craig Stevens. They've been doing all the work behind the scenes at the Main Street Studios here at WCDO. We appreciate their hard work. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Final score, Sydney boys defeat Unitego Franklin at 58-48. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon. Happy holidays from all of us at WCDO.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.